Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 30 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Oh, yes. Good morning. I'm Reverend Jerry Basinger of Life Healing Ministries in Holt Summit, Missouri. Welcome this week to Go the Distance Radio Show. All this week, our topic is going to be about a new life in Christ Jesus. I want to start off saying a new life in Christ Jesus. It's not like taking a rusty wrecked car and putting a new paint job on it. Christ Jesus wants us to have a new life, not a cosmetically corrected and improved old life. We hear the term new and improved pretty often. We watch commercials on TV touting something we just have to have that we can't possibly live without. Well, some of it is pretty neat, and yes, I want it. But there is truly one thing we just can't live without, and that's a new life in Christ Jesus. Many are trapped in the same old, same old, and they just don't see any way it can ever be any better. But there is hope for the future, and in spite of all that's gone on in the world, there can be something truly new and improved, namely you. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Is life getting you down? Are you bummed out with life as you have lived it? Then you've come to the right place. It's time we say, out with the old and in with the new. Yeah, I know you've heard it all before, and I have too. But I'm not talking about what you can do, but rather what Christ Jesus can do in you and through you. Suppose you're already a Christian, yet the above describes you to a T, then what? Well, I propose that you've somehow missed out on what it truly means to be in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Notice here, it says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So what's the qualifier here? He must be in Christ, not just know about Christ. You see, even the devil knows about Christ. He just isn't in him. Rather, he's against him. Now, you can go to church every day and still not be in Christ. How do I know? I did it for years and didn't know the difference. I thought going to church meant I was in Christ. No, I was just in church, that's all. You can be in a barn, that doesn't make you a mule, does it? And you can have a whole box full of tools, doesn't make you a mechanic. And you can go through all the motions to satisfy the flesh, yet if you're not in Christ, you cannot be or ever become a new creature. You'll forever remain in the old, just like a rusted out old car that somebody filled full of body filler and put a new coat of paint on. Everybody looking, that old rusty car has been filled with body filler and new paint looks real nice. But the rest are still under there just waiting to show through and ruin that new paint job. Far too many people end up buying those kind of cars, think they've acquired something really nice, only to find out a short time later it wasn't what they thought they had after all. Well, if you're just going to church and aren't in Christ, that describes you. Because the very moment trials and temptation, trouble comes, and they will, you're going to find all that body filler falling out and the rust beneath it showing through, and you're going to become dissatisfied with what you are. Maybe you're there right now. Maybe you thought you were in Christ until the bottom fell out of your freshly painted little bucket. But now you're ready to face the truth, and you need more than just rust covered up with a new paint job. You don't need more religion or church. You need Christ. You've come to this place because of the mercy of God. He has had you tune in here today. You see, He could just leave you out there where you're at, living your deceived life, thinking that's all there is. But He has so much more for you. But if you aren't looking for it, you won't find it. For it's written in Deuteronomy 4, verse 29 through 31. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him, if thou seek with Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When thou art tribulation, all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days. If you turn to the Lord thy God, and shall be obedient unto His voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, and He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which He swore unto them. All the blessings of God are reserved for those who are actually in Christ, not just, I call it, playing church. Actually being in Christ doesn't have a lot to do with church anyway. For church is just a gathering place for people to come together to worship God. You should be worshiping Him every day in your home or wherever you happen to be. Church is just where you go to hopefully be encouraged and corrected and taught and stretched to fit into the image that God has created you to fill. But church does not make you a new creature. Only Christ Jesus can do that. It says in Galatians 6:15, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, or uncircumcision, but a new creature." I continue to harp on the new creature because most of you know the old creature doesn't cut it, and the new old creature doesn't cut it either. And it's sad when you find religion doesn't really make you a new creature, but it's a good thing too, because once that happens and you find that religion's just an empty box that isn't filling your need, then God can finally get your attention and bring you to the place where you really wanted to be in the first place. Now, sometimes I think church does more harm than good. Sometimes it's not much more than a social club. More hurting people are beat up even worse at church than they would be if they just stayed home. And then they don't want anything to do with God at all, thinking He's the one hurting them. No, God doesn't hurt people. It's religion that hurts people, setting impossible standards for them to try to reach that nobody can reach. The Lord Jesus talked about how the scribes and Pharisees did just exactly like that in Matthew 23. And Jesus spoke to the multitude and to His disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore they bid you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulder, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men, and they make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the border of their garments, and love the uppermost room at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the greetings in the market to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be ye not called Rabbi, for one is your Master, even Christ, and ye are all brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your Master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and whosoever shall humble himself shall be exalted." You know, Jesus was talking about the religious system of the day. Rituals and religion doesn't get it, my friend. Only a relationship with Christ Jesus will truly make you a new creature. And when you do that, like it says, old things are passed away. Make today your day of a new beginning and truly become the new creature in Christ Jesus that'll satisfy your every heart's desire. Don't be satisfied to be a rusty heap with a new paint job anymore. Out with the old, in with Christ Jesus, and settle for nothing less than your daily dose of God. Never gets old when you're truly in Christ Jesus. Well, my time's up for today. Thank you for joining me on Go the Distance Radio. I'm Reverend Jerry Basinger of Life Healing Ministries in Holt Summit, Missouri. Join me tomorrow and each day this week at the same time as we explore the benefits of a new life in Christ. Till tomorrow, may God's best be yours.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to His name. Oh, to declare His loving kindness in the morning and His faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.